Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today Christ teaches you about the Holy Spirit, who he is, and what his work is. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit cannot come unless Jesus goes to the Father. So when did Jesus go to the Father? When he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus does not die and then go to hell, but he dies and is received into heaven by his Father, for he is the righteous man who has accomplished his Father's good will. If Jesus had not died, the Spirit could not be given. So Good Friday must come before Pentecost. If Jesus had not died, there would be no blessings won, and therefore the Holy Spirit could give no blessings. So his death should not cause sadness, but joy. Not fear, but happiness. Not tears, but peace. For it is by this death and his subsequent resurrection that we are now at peace with God and are certain of our place with God in heaven. It is the singular greatest moment in all of history. By his death, he has restored heaven and earth, made us his children, and it is ultimately the catalyst for the sending of the Holy Spirit. Had he not died, nothing would have changed. The Spirit would not have any blessings to give to you. You would still be stuck in sin and death and under the curse, destined for hell. But Christ has died and has risen. So now the Holy Spirit has something to give to you. Now he can ground your faith in the objective reality of Jesus' death. Now he can give you forgiveness. Now he can give you peace to a troubled conscience. Now he has life and salvation. Now heaven is the home of sinners. Now joy comes to the guilty. Because Christ has gone to the Father and has poured out his Holy Spirit on his church. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He is not the Father, neither is he the Son. But he proceeds from the Father and the Son, as we confess in our creeds. So his divine essence is from the Father and the Son. As the Son is eternally begotten of the Father, so the Spirit eternally proceeds from the Father and the Son. Jesus says that the Spirit will come once Jesus ascends into heaven. And so we see in his word the distinction of persons between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is going to the Father, not to send the Father, but to send the Spirit. For that Spirit proceeds from Christ. Thus you see the irrationality of the disciples. They are filled with sorrow. Christ promises great gifts and blessings, but they are so consumed by their own feelings that they could care less. They can only believe what they see with their eyes. They only believe what they feel in their hearts. They feel sorry for themselves that the way they have interacted with Jesus will change. No longer will he be with them in this visible way anymore. No longer will he lead them and teach them as he has done. Their lives are changing and they feel sorry for themselves about it. They could care less about the Holy Spirit. They could care less about the forgiveness and the blessings that the Spirit will bring. They could care less ultimately than about Jesus' death and resurrection. They just want to see Jesus and that's it. Jesus' death does not cause sadness, but joy. It is the love of God. It is the atoning love of God, the payment for sin, the only sacrifice that can reconcile us and God. It is our certainty and our confidence, the fulfillment of all of Scripture and all of history. So it brings us joy, not sadness. We do not feel sorry for Jesus that he had to go through all of that. He didn't have to. No one forced him. He could have left us to wallow in sin, death, and hell forever. But he loved us too much. He could not imagine a heaven without you. Therefore, he willingly went through all that you have seen and heard. His death causes heaven to perpetually sing Alleluia. His death causes the angelic beings to fall on their faces and worship him who was slain, not for them, but for us men and for our salvation, even as it leads us to worship Christ on this earth. So things have changed since his death and resurrection. No longer is he operating in the same way as he did when he walked this earth. He has ascended to the right hand of the Father, and as his death should not be a moment of sadness, neither should his ascension be a source of sadness either. Imagine if Jesus never ascended into heaven and still physically walked this earth. Was the Father pleased with his work? Is there more that needs to be done? Is he the King of heaven and earth or not? Is heaven the home for us men or not? We would be filled with uncertainty if Jesus had remained on this earth, walking, teaching, and preaching. So the fact that Jesus has ascended into heaven is a cause of great joy. His work is done. The Father is pleased with him. He sits at the right hand of God, ruling all things. And he promises to send the Holy Spirit so that we too might go to where he now is. Do not imitate the disciples. Things have changed. But do not feel sorry for yourself that they are different. Rather, recognize it is better for you. It is better for you that Jesus died. That much we get. But it is also better for you that Jesus ascended into heaven and that you do not see him with your eyes. For now he sends on to you his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a preacher. For he is the Spirit of Jesus, and Jesus is the one who speaks to us in these last days. He doesn't tell you the details of your life. That is not what the Spirit's concern is. But the Spirit tells you the details of Christ's life. He doesn't teach you what will happen to you, but he teaches you what has happened to Christ. He fixes your eyes not on your life, your hardship, your troubles. He turns not your eyes inward, or even outward toward hardship and wars and governments, but he fixes your eyes squarely on Jesus. This is why Jesus calls him a helper, for he is constantly redirecting our attention away from ourselves and what we see in the world and to the one who has overcome the world. Your eyes deceive you. Pain and sorrow are not the full reality. Christ crucified is. So the Spirit tells you that. Your eyes deceive you. Death is not final. The Spirit tells you what is true. Christ is risen. Your eyes deceive you. It is not governments who are the movers and shakers in this world. The Spirit tells you what is true. Christ sits at the right hand of God, ruling all things for your good. Live with a clear conscience, for nothing can separate you from God. Die with a clear conscience, for nothing can separate you from God. And also, suffer with a clear conscience, for nothing has separated you from God. Christ does not give you new laws that you must follow, but he gives you his Holy Spirit so that you might be filled with forgiveness, life, and salvation, and have peace with God through the death of Christ. And all of this comes to you through preaching. Jesus did not say that the Spirit will teach you something new and different. But he says, whatever he hears, he will speak. He teaches what Jesus taught, and Jesus taught what the Father willed. So all three persons of the Trinity are in complete agreement in doctrine. That sounds obvious. But what that means is important. That the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, is the teaching of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wrongly do some assert that the Scriptures are the teaching of Christ, whereas the Church Fathers or tradition are the teachings of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is Jesus' teaching, and so is the Bible the Spirit's teaching. There is no other doctrine except that which is recorded in the Word of God. Jesus' voice is the Scriptures. The Spirit's voice is the Scriptures. As the Son and the Spirit are one God, so Jesus and the Spirit's doctrine are one and the same. Yet as the Son and the Spirit are distinct persons, so also Jesus has concluded his earthly ministry and sent his Holy Spirit to teach, so that you might know who the Son is, and by believing in him have life. That gospel is the forgiveness of sins. And it is through that gospel the Holy Spirit rescues you from sin, death, and hell. It is through that gospel that the Holy Spirit destroys the kingdom of the devil and brings you into the kingdom of Christ. It is through that gospel that the Holy Spirit makes you an heir of heaven by declaring you righteous in the blood of Christ. It is in that gospel of forgiveness that he strengthens the believing conscience so that you might live in faith and die in faith. Or to say it more simply, by the gospel, the Spirit brings you Jesus' death and resurrection. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.